I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Today is Pentecost Sunday. Recall what's written in Acts 2 about the original day of Pentecost. God's Holy Spirit fell on the apostles, and they proclaimed his gospel to people from every nation who were gathered in Jerusalem. This basic idea, getting Christ's message of hope to every tribe and tongue, is the heartbeat of the Alliance for the Unreached. Each year on Pentecost Sunday, Alliance members, including Mission Network News, call on Christians to make the world's 2 billion unreached people a priority. Dave Myers of Zimzan Global.
We're rallying together, cooperating and collaborating together to proclaim the message of Jesus Christ around the world, specifically for those without access to the gospel.
Find us on Facebook to watch a special webcast about the International Day of the Unreached. And speaking of reaching the unreached, FMI's Bruce Allen was recently stopped from attending a church dedication in a restricted area of Bangladesh. However, the local believers Allen was traveling with could enter with no problem.
It just reminded me of how vital this strategy is of partnering with local believers. Because number one, this is an area where foreigners aren't allowed anyway. We cannot send someone from Canada, the UK, the US to go into these restricted access places to serve as missionaries. It's just not allowed by the government. And yet, that's not a barrier to God's Spirit. He has already raised up Christian leaders in these tribal areas that have restricted access.
Learn how to support FMI pastors and church planters at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Open Doors USA offers a special e-art book called Tears of Gold. It tells a moving story of God's hope through pain. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.